Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Turing. I'm so glad you're on the line. As I said, I heard people calling in from all over, Colorado, Texas, New Jersey, California, Arizona, Hawaii, Pennsylvania, Iowa, Illinois, Oregon, Kansas, Washington, up in Canada. Glad you're listening. Tonight's going to be a fun call. We're going to talk a little bit about a new subject, getting to yes. And I'm going to provide a little perspective on that concept here in just a moment. But first want to give some announcements as to what's going on and what you can be seeing and learning in the Purium world right now. So we'll start with Texas, which 2 months from now is going to be where we're going to be at the big convention, and David Sandoval is down there right now with two-star crown Rachel Ortentz, and he is doing a meeting tonight, going to be doing another meeting tomorrow night, so those of you in the Dallas area or in Central Texas, please take an opportunity to say hello. It's a great chance to see Dave live. He's not been in Texas very often. I don't know, maybe even his first Texas event. I'm not positive about that, but it's a good way for us to get things rolling here over the next 60 days. So who do you know in Texas? Get him over to Dave's event tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, it looks like Amy Venter Hamdy is going to be doing our conference call, so I'm not sure. You know, Wednesday night's usually reserved for Dave's Purium Lifestyle call, but it may be a call with Amy tomorrow night. But either way, it's going to be product information, which is going to be great. And, you know, we got a lot going on. Tomorrow night I'm going to be in an event in Broomfield, Colorado, just down the road from my office here. It's the mountain version of the corporate office, and it's going to be in Interlochen in Broomfield, Colorado, and I'm going to do a healthy happy hour and a training. Going to be starting up 6:30 product sampling, 7 o'clock HHH, and 8 o'clock getting started training. I know Crown's Lucy and Michael Mazes are going to be hosting a bilingual healthy happy hour in San Marcos. I believe that's tomorrow night. And then Amy and Riyadh are going to be going out to Hawaii next week. There's a whole bunch of meetings on Oahu with Amy and Riyadh and all the crowns out there. You know, 4-star crowns, Geraldine and Arna, 3-star crown, Tracy Fujikani, 2-star crowns, Shonda and Lawrence, and crown Pialani Schneider, and crowns Lydia and Dwight Ho. So, you know, those Hawaii meetings are always loaded. And then Amy's going to be going over to Dallas herself. July 1st, I believe, she's going to have another healthy happy hour and training. So Texas, definitely a lot of focus here this month. So, you know, a lot of buzz happening, and we're going to try to get some more folks in the great state of Texas excited, energized, started, and then moving toward our big convention in Dallas. And speaking of the big convention, I can tell you that I've been spending most of my days and some of my nights focused on what we're going to be doing at Big. And it's going to be a special event. You know, it's really going to be the word is seminal event. It's going to be a business-changing event for all of us. I think you've heard a couple of the high-level concepts of kind of splitting the customer and promoter path. And this $1 membership drive is really a starting point for what we're going to be doing at convention. So we're going to make it easier and easier for people to buy our products at a great discount, and that makes it easier and easier to get promoters, because the easier you make it to get customers, the easier it is to get promoters. So it's going to be a fun process. So looking forward to the next couple of months, June and July, with this amazing $1 membership promotion. And then beyond that, moving into some more permanent changes that I think are going to be really, really important for most everybody on the line. So we're going to have some new products. We're going to have some new tools. And a lot of big things happening, and you need to be at Big to make it happen. So I hope that you got your Big convention ticket, and at the end of tonight's call, I'll be giving away a Big convention ticket, as I always do every Tuesday night. So that's what's going on here, kind of around the horn, you know, at the company. And with this $1 membership, program going on right now, this $1 membership promotion, I thought, you know what? There are going to be so many people handing out gift cards, so many people having conversations that I thought I would bring in some training that I got back earlier in my career with the Microsoft Corporation. So many of you don't know that I used to be a business consultant, and one of my big projects was with the Microsoft Corporation. It was a really fun project. And the project was interesting because Microsoft had literally thousands and thousands and thousands of salespeople across multiple channels of business. But they had kind of this one small group that was like the big guns. They were like the serious experts that were called in on the most important accounts, whether those were new accounts they were trying to open, or big important accounts they were trying to save, or accounts in which they were going up against some stern competition, or if they were opening up new markets. They used this group of top-level salespeople to make sure that they were achieving the objectives that they needed to achieve. And so the project that I was called in on, which was really fun, was to figure out why these top performers were the top performers. You know, who were these people? What was their personality? And most importantly, what were the skills and messaging? And how did they go about helping people to get to yes? And you know, when all said and done, that's an important concept, because yes is what opens up all the possibilities and opens up all the doors. So if we can get somebody to say yes to try our products, if we can get somebody to say yes to join our business, if we can get somebody to say yes to whatever the next step is, then great new things can happen. And we've seen that, you know, even one person saying yes, even one person accepting a gift card, even one person trying that product can ultimately end up being thousands or even tens of thousands of people. One of my favorite stories in the whole company is with Joel Calandrillo and Eric Mish. You know, Joel was at a health food restaurant and saw Eric, and they got chatting about, you know, healthy lifestyle, and you know, Joel gave Eric a gift card, and that was it. You know, they were strangers; they had not met each other prior to that, but had a common interest around healthy eating. And from that healthy eating conversation, Eric tried the products, and from that, you know, he's built a giant business. And you know, he enrolled his cousin Sonny Magruder, and you know, the rest is history. Tens of thousands of people's lives have been changed from that one gift card share, that one yes that Eric said. And you know, oftentimes, you know, the prospect, of course, has the most important role. But, you know, our role as somebody who's helping that prospect get to yes, it is got an important role as well. So how do you help somebody get to yes? You know, my experience is that you know, there are a couple of tools that are really important, and then we can go through a couple of conversations and some things that may pop up and help you to understand, you know, maybe some strategies and perspectives. Again, some of these ideas coming from, you know, the folks at Microsoft. So, you know, I want to talk about a couple of tools that we have, and I'm not talking about promotional tools. I'm talking about two different tools, one of which is there every day for us, which is the 60-day money-back guarantee. So when all is said and done, for somebody to make the decision to try the products, that 60-day money-back guarantee has got to be a piece that you lean on. You know, ultimately, it's what's the worst thing that can happen? You know, they try the products don't work like they expected them to work, and you know, you've got a 60-day money-back guarantee, they've got a 60-day money-back guarantee. And last month, I'm so proud to say our returns were less than 1%, which is crazy, 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 crazy low for any kind of food company, any kind of nutritional product company. So, you know, that really shows you that leaning on that 60-day money-back guarantee, some people are afraid to because they think, oh my gosh, you know, if I tell them about it, they'll use it. And the reality is, you know, we only want happy customers. That's all we want. We want people who get value out of our products. And if they're getting value out of their products, they're going to continue to order, and we're going to be happy to serve them. And if they're not getting value from the products, then, you know, we're happy to give them the money back and let them try something else. So I think it's that really kind of low energy, super chill kind of mentality that allows you to maintain the relationship with the person that you're talking to. So that's one tool that I want you to always keep in mind when all said and done. If you don't feel like you're saying the right words, you know, that's a super simple kind of thing to lean on. And the other thing is the $1 membership. And so now we've got this promotion, which creates a sense of excitement and urgency for you to contact or recontact some people. And that, you know, the membership opens the door to a 15 to 30% discount experience for those who want to just try the product. And not only that, but it opens up the door for sharing gift cards and creating a social sharing network and an ability to make money by owning your own superfood superstore. So for $1, they get immediate access to that 15 to 30% discount. Now, I think most of you know the difference between 15 and 30% is the PLC membership versus the regular membership. And the PLC membership is a backup order. So if somebody is spending $1 for their membership and they put a backup order on their order, they're going to be getting 30% off on an ongoing basis. And, you know, I love our backup order program. It's different than a lot of others in that you have from first to the 20th order whatever you want. And that allows a freedom and a flexibility for people not to get locked into certain products. But by putting the backup order in, by making the commitment that you are going to be part of the lifestyle and ordering every month, that commitment, we reward that customer with an extra 15% discount. So, you know, just make sure that you explain that to somebody fully. And I find that's another thing as we talk about getting to yes, is we want people to get to yes. We want them to get to the right yes. We want them to get to the best yes. We want them to get to a yes that they feel really good about, that gets them the most value. So, you know, don't be shy in sharing what the potential is, you know, with that $1 membership, and get the most out of it, because, you know, we're going to be doing that for June and July, and that may be the very last time that we ever do it. So get value out of that $1 membership, the 15 to 30% discount. Get value out of the 60-day money-back guarantee. Super simple. Takes the energy out of it. So, so when we talk about getting to yes, I want to set up the context and set up the conversation as to, you know, how we got there. So number one, it's talking to people, talking to lots and lots and lots of people. The more people you talk to, the more yeses you're going to get. I mean, it's super simple that, you know, it's about going public and sharing, you know, what we have as an opportunity and sharing what we have as a consumer experience. And so, you know, the more people you talk to, the more you go public, the more that people are going to be interested in what you're doing, interested in what you're learning about. And when they're interested, you want to direct them to a presentation. You want to, you know, follow the game plan. You know, you're going to ask the magic question. Have you ever heard of the 10-day transformation? Have you ever heard about Ethereum's gift card marketing system? Have you ever thought about, you know, trying non-GMO superfoods? And when they say, yeah, it sounds interesting, haven't heard much about it, that's when you move them through the tools. You know, they learn a little bit about the transformation, or they learn a little bit more about the products that we offer. They learn about the athlete's products. They learn about the business. You're sharing some stories. You're sharing some testimonial videos. You're sharing the website. Whatever tools you like to use, you know, our fantastic Brad book. You're sharing, you know, animated videos or the product video or the opportunity video, or directing somebody to a healthy happy hour in Texas or in Hawaii or in Colorado. And they're learning. They're interested. They're excited that this sounds like a kind of a you know, something that they may want to get involved with. But ultimately, you know, you're going to have a conversation with them about what it takes to get started. So that $1 membership and the 60-day money-back guarantee is really an important part of the conversation. But as you get into the conversation, especially as you get into the conversation around the business side, because I think getting into a conversation around the product side is pretty straightforward for most people, which is, hey, try the products. You know, they work for me. This is my story. This is what I'm excited about, and I think it would be great for you, and you've seen the information. 60-day money-back guarantee, you know, give it a shot. But when you get into the business side, people are used to making product decisions on a regular basis. They're buying stuff from Whole Foods, and they're buying stuff from Target, and they're buying stuff from Best Buy, and they're buying stuff online from Amazon. They're buying stuff all the time. So it's pretty easy for them to make an evaluation about whether they want to try non-GMO superfoods direct from farm to family. That's a pretty easy conversation. But what I want to talk about tonight is the issues that could pop up about a conversation about joining the business. And so for those of you who are brand new, it's important that you direct somebody, your prospect, to somebody that you can count on that can help get your prospect to yes. But ultimately, in the duplication process, the faster that you can become the expert, the faster that you can help your people, the faster that you can, you know, be that person who can help somebody get to yes, then the faster your business is going to grow, and then ultimately you're going to teach people what to say, what not to say. So that's what we're going to go through here quickly, and you know, some of the things that are strategies that came from, you know, the general Microsoft training background that I received from these awesome salespeople, but also, you know, some network marketing specific stuff as well. Because I find that oftentimes the issues that pop up have less to do with Purium specific stuff. Like, you know, they don't have questions about the manufacturing or about the products. They have issues about themselves and how they relate to, you know, what this opportunity is at this moment for them. So the types of questions that seem to pop up on a pretty regular basis are, you know, I've got no time, I've got no money, I'm not good at sales, is this MLM? So I'm guessing that those are some of the questions that you may have heard in the past that have popped up either obviously and specifically, or maybe, you know, in a more roundabout way, you can hear that, you know, they're not getting back to you, or they're not, you know, they're not sure, or they need to, you know, talk to somebody else because, you know, wow, that $4.99 sounds like a lot. So, you know, how do you strategically kind of get on the same side of the table as them? And that's, I think, one of the key strategies that I learned in working with these Microsoft experts, you know, these top-level, you know, sales experts, is that ultimately you want to be on the same side of the table as them, and that your goal is to help them to see things in a different way. Because if somebody's sharing an objection, if they say they have no time, for you to combat them, for you to tell them they're wrong, is really going to create an adversarial relationship in which they're not going to trust you. And if you tell them you're right, you have no time, I can imagine, you got no time, well, then forget it, you know, because if you agree with them, then you're not going to get anywhere either. So that's the challenge, is you don't want to fight them, and you don't want to agree with them. You want to validate what their concern is, and from that concern, help them to see a different perspective on how it might be different. So, you know, if you've got the, I'm too busy, I don't have any time, my life is crazy right now, I can't risk losing my job, I'm exhausted, I barely have time for my family, you know, what are the things that you can say, or how can you open up their mind to how time may be less of an issue? And I think that, you know, I just want to share a couple things that, you know, you might get something out of, and we'll go on to the next one. And so these are not scripts. These are just ideas, perspectives, and things that can help you, because we're out there promoting this $1 membership, and people are excited, and they really want to do it, but they just have something, they have a limitation in their own head as to, you know, why they don't have time. Well, I think you need to make it clear, hey, I don't want you to quit your job, you know. It sounds like what you're doing is really energizing, or it sounds like, you know, you've got a lot on your plate. So you want to validate them, but, you know, what if you could actually leverage other people's times? Or what if it was only a few hours a week? Or what if, you know, I showed you the system and how simple it is to contact people? Or what if, you know, and so there's a process called feel, felt, found, you know, where, you know, I felt the same way myself. My life was really busy, but once I started, I was surprised at, you know, how easy and how fun and how important this became to me, because I really feel like we're on a mission. So, you know, constantly just exploring how you can connect with what it is that they're looking for. So you want to validate their real and perceived everyday problems. You're a guide. You're a trusted source of information. And just keep asking questions. Keep moving forward, keeping the conversation open, and figuring out a way to, you know, to help them to see how this may not, you know, take a lot of time. And again, you can always fall back to the lower position of, well, why don't you just try the products, and the products will speak for themselves, and once you have this amazing product experience, then from there, you know, that you can make the decision to move forward. So, again, these are conversations that you're having about the business with somebody who's evaluating the business. And, you know, one of the issues that may come up is, you know, I'm not a salesperson. You know, I don't like sales. I don't see myself peddling things. I don't want to sell anything to my friends and family. I don't want to pressure anybody. And one of the things that's fantastic is, again, you can validate, hey, you know, I can understand, you know, selling is, you know, pressuring, hassling people. You know, that what we do is we just go public. You know, we just share on social media. This is all about the social sharing economy. Have you ever recommended Uber to somebody? Have you ever recommended a restaurant to somebody? Have you ever recommended a movie to somebody? Have you ever recommended a book to somebody? So now suddenly you're opening them up to these ideas. So, I mean, the number I heard is that the average man makes 30 to 40 recommendations a week, and the average woman makes more than twice that. So 70, 80, 90 times, you know, probably up to 10 times a day, you know, women love to help. They love to empower. They love to share. They want to add value. And so, you know, if we can make it clear to them that this is really about, you know, helping somebody, and that you find so much value in these products, and that they'll find value in these products, and that naturally they're going to want to share. And again, you can always fall back to that position of, hey, why don't you try the product, 60-day money-back guarantee, $1 membership, and you know, why don't you try the product, and then you can decide if you want to share. I don't have any money. I can't afford it. Have you ever heard that? It's a lot of money. You know, $4.99, $9.99, wow, I'm broke, I'm behind on my credit card bills. Depending on the relationship you have with the person, sometimes they're going to be pretty quick to respond. Other times they're not going to say it directly, but you can feel that they're having a hard time getting their head around this concept of owning a business. And so I think it's important that, again, you're asking questions, understanding and uncovering, you know, have they ever owned a business before? You know, and if they haven't, then, it, you know, it may take a little longer of a process. You may need to introduce them to a couple more people in your upline that are having even more success. That opens up their eyes to what's possible. You know, so I think that the thing that's important to understand from a business perspective is you can feel great knowing that it's really low cost to start this business. I mean, you know, as I said, we've got our membership down to $1 here for the next couple months. And, you know, we're taking a discount on the Platinum Pack. We're taking a discount on the Launch Packs. And, you know, for those who are having trouble making ends meet, I mean, it's really about receiving checks. You know, you write the one check, and then it's all about receiving checks and then asking questions, you know, what is your plan B? You know, how can you, or what are you thinking about as far as earning additional income? So, you know, there are tax advantages to owning your own business. So there's lots of different ways to help people to uncover a way that they can say yes. So we're just, you know, we're not trying to convince somebody. We're not trying to be adversarial to somebody. We're just trying to open up their eyes to stuff that we know that they may not. So that oftentimes is the case, especially if you're an experienced entrepreneur, is you may have a lot more knowledge about what it's like to own a business. You may have a lot better sense of, you know, the potential financial freedom that can come from this. And so, you know, don't assume. You know, ask those questions and help them to see a different way. Your goal is to enhance your prospect's life. Your goal is to, you know, show them something that's possible. And we've seen over and over and over again that once people understand what's possible, you know, we've seen lives change in powerful, powerful ways. So, you know, the last one I'll cover here this evening is this one of those MLM deals? Is this multi-level marketing? Is this network marketing? Is this a pyramid scheme? Why aren't the products on the store shelves? You know, I don't want to get involved in a get-rich-quick scheme. Just like Amway, you know, those are all kinds of different things that either people are saying or somehow having prejudice against network marketing. And it's really interesting. You know, it's really interesting that this is one where I think it's super, super important that you ask a question rather than defend. And the question you need to ask is, have you had any personal experience with network marketing? So if they start to give you the pyramid thing, the Amway thing, all this sort of stuff, you need to ask that question. You know, have you ever had any personal experience with network marketing? Because here's what's going to happen, one of two things. One is they're going to say, no, but my cousin, but my brother, but my sister-in-law, but I heard. You know, and then you're going to realize that that's just kind of a smokescreen objection and that you can help to educate them a little bit more. Or they may have had some experience with network marketing. And they're going to say, yeah, I tried it and it didn't work. You know, what didn't work about it? Well, my upline stunk. You know, well, I'm going to be your upline, so it's not going to stink. Or the products, well, you know, with Pyramid, you know, our products are farm to family, and let me send you some more information about that to make sure you feel comfortable with the products. Or compensation plan stuff. Oh, well, how many people did you bring into your team and how are you compensated? Because I want to show you, you know, how our program works. So, you know, it's really important that you don't get defensive. It's really important you don't get argumentative. It's really important that you don't just roll over when somebody says something. They're really looking for you to help them to understand. And so I think that if you think about it more as no, K-N-O-W, versus no, N-O, you're going to have a lot more opportunity to help people and to share how we distribute products. And some companies, you know, use vending machines, and some companies use catalogs, and we find that it's better to pay people directly. We love the idea of network marketing, and that our owners made the decision consciously to be a network marketing business because we feel as though we can provide a better product. And rather than just compete on price, 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 which is the way it works on a store shelf, we get to tell our story and show real world examples. So it's word of mouth referral marketing, and especially with social media nowadays, network marketing is coming on and coming on in a big way. We're one of the fastest growing companies on the Inc. 5000 list over and over again. So we've got a lot of great things that we can share to help provide those benefits, those compelling reasons, that painting a picture of, you know, how this business works and why these products are so awesome and, you know, how they can see and feel benefit being part of what we do. So that's what I'm hoping that as you're sharing your $1 membership opportunity, that you run into a lot of these questions. Because if you're running into these questions on a regular basis, that means you're talking to lots of people. And you're talking to people about the business, and you're talking to people who are interested in learning more. If you're not running into these questions, then chances are that you're not talking to enough people, or you're only talking about the products and not talking about the business. And I can tell you that, you know, we've been on the Inc. 5000 list for 3 years in a row. Pretty confident we're going to do it again based on our numbers in 2016. And we're just getting warmed up. I mean, I have had the good fortune of working with Microsoft Corporation. I've worked directly as a VP in a Fortune 500 company. I've worked with other companies that have been on the Inc. 5000 list. I've seen business from a variety of different angles. And what we've got right now is really special, and it's about to go to a whole nother level. So with all that said, before I get off the line here, I want to make sure that I give away my big convention ticket. So let me see if I can put this call into Q&A mode, and I'm going to call out somebody. And if you hear your name, all you need to do is hit star one, and you are a winner. So let me go ahead and see if I can open up the lines here to Q&A mode. All right, trying to give a big convention ticket away to Helen Nevis from Montreal, Canada. Star one, Helen, up in Montreal. Helen, are you on the line? Oh, I know that that it's hard for Canadians to get on this call sometimes because of the 712 number. So, Helen, I'm hoping that you're on, or maybe you're listening to the live stream and you can send me a text. I'm going to read one more name just in case Helen is listening in. We'll give her her ticket as well. But let me see if I've got one more name to give away. Let me see. Who is the other person? Oh, it's Emily Watson from Texas. Emily, she may be at our Texas meeting. Star one, if you're on the line, Emily. All right. Well, hopefully Emily or Helen will contact me directly. This phone bridge is a little funky anyway, so I'm guessing that one or both of them are somehow listening in, and glad that you're on the line here. So thanks for listening. Hopefully you're going to be getting a yes a lot here this month and over the course of the summer. And congratulations to Helen and or Emily. We'll find that out, I guess, at a later moment. And tomorrow night we've got, looks like Amy Venner Handy, and going to be giving away a couple of tickets to the Diamond Training with Eric Worre. And next week we're giving away USA Dream Trip winner number 2 on the customer side. So lots of prizes, lots of opportunities to win. You've got to have your convention ticket. You've got to be enrolling people. Get people to yes, and we will catch you tomorrow night. Thanks, everybody.